Well, Norm has a new answering service, so I can't leave a message. He can't leave a message anymore. What I would do is I would sneak around his attorney. Not his attorney, but his secretary, I mean. Just after hours, leave a message for him. Now, it's finally happened. Alex Jones admits in yesterday's show that he is the target of the investigation, citing London Bay Guardian and other firms, other media outlets. And there's my baby. She's my baby girl. Yes. She's such a good girl. So, let's see if I can play this here. And if I don't know if it will make it to the tape, but it's worthy of citing that finally what I said has surfaced to the mainstream. Let that go for a little bit. But he's now, of course, as I told Posner, as I told my audience exactly, he's being sued. It's now been announced. I come back to Jonesy. He's being sued in a new lawsuit just been announced yesterday by Sandy Hook families for hiding assets. It's called fraudulent conveyance, fraudulent transfer, and so forth. We covered it back in 2011 with Douglas Laudmill, and so on and so forth, the whole thing, a decade before it happened to Jones. And there's a reason why I brought that guy on, by the way. But anyways, it relates to Jones. I saw the future. I told you, I told you, I told you. They doubted me. They said it didn't happen soon enough. Da, da, da. Look, Alex Jones is going down and going down hard. Hopefully, the whole crew is also going with him. Rob Dew, Paul Watson, the whole shooting match. It's, to me, it's a RICO thing. And Norm Pattis is part of the investigation. He should be disbarred. He should go to federal prison. He should be ass-raped by a team of lady men, and so on and so forth, just like any Jew should be, should get that sort of medieval punishment for their crimes against humanity. But he's going down. And where is Rogan on any of this? They will not talk about these things. It's not a real show. It's very popular, and people don't want to hear anything that's real, though. So it's going to hit everyone as a big shock. Wow, what are you talking about? Yeah, of course, we told you. He put everything in the name of his mommy and his daddy and his sister and his wife and his daughters and his son. Now, they'll all have a problem because they are part of the lawsuit too. Obviously, if the assets are in their name and they're coming after the assets and the assets have been fraudulently transferred around from one to the next, they're all involved. They'll all be deposed. They'll all be subpoenaed. Yes, his 8 or 12 or 14-year-old daughter is going to be deposed. She's named. His mommy, the butch commie, deposed. His daddy, the absolute scum of the earth, deposed. And then probably prosecuted, or at least hopefully. This is a civil/criminal matter. As I've told you now, it's been admitted yesterday on the show. Let's listen.
Didn't know he was waved in. Shouldn't have gone in. But just remember that's the type of stuff that's going on. And you can laugh at January 6th and say, oh my gosh, they overblow it. They make a big deal about it.
It's maybe.
We just move on. It's not about January 6th. It was still a terrible fiasco, and I wish it never would have happened. It's about the fact that they're branding all Americans or populists or conservatives or nationalists as terrorists officially and have moved on to the PTA meetings and the school boards. I mean, this is really, really happening. And there's a stack of articles here today,
New York Times,
Sun and Guardian, where it says the investigation has moved on to Ali Alexander and Alex Jones. that says we're the main focus of the investigation by the Jan 6 committee and by the Justice Department. And of course, I told you that last week, didn't I?
No, Fatboy. I told you that months and months ago, okay? I told you that last year, Fatboy. I actually told him. Okay, I told my audience, I told him. They said, they're like, Earring Boy, oh, it's not fast enough for me. It's not about you. Please understand, it's not about fucking you. You go listen to Rogan. That's entertainment. That's not real. That's just a bunch of guys orally flatulating, and you like the smell of it. That's your problem. It's not me. That's what I'm about, okay? And it's not about you. You just keep saying, but I commented. I wanted to leave a comment. I thumbs up. I'm part of everything. No, you're not. You're part of nothing. They might tell you something. They're lying to you. He lied to all of his listeners. He's been stashing cash, saying that the show is going down, it's going bankrupt or whatever. He's been making tens of millions of dollars recently, transferring it out of the country, timing it as he's losing the lawsuits. He's moving money out. So he loses something, in this case it was, they cited he lost an appeal. Sandy Hook going to move forward. At that point, transfer tens of millions out. Okay? It's all by design. It's all with intent. It's easy to prove. He's going down hard, the whole enchilada. All the money, the family, the connected members, the whole enchilada, they're being swept up. He admits DOJ. He admits January 6th. It's everyone's coming after him. He's on the run very soon. He's going to go to Russia. He's going to go wherever he can, doesn't have an extradition treaty. He's going to try to access his money from there. It's very simple. I told you. And I told Posner. And now it's not only admitted and confirmed by Jones, but they're going after him for it, both civilly and criminally. That's why I told Norm Pattis, you don't want to hear it anymore. Norm, you're part of the investigation, okay? You're not going to be allowed to represent Jones for much longer. You are going to be held civilly and criminally liable for your actions, Norm Pattis. He's like, no, I'm a hook-nosed Jew. That's impossible. I said, no, it's not. Anybody who, I've got the post on my website, I said a zillion times, if you fraternize with Jones, you will get shit all over your hands, and pretty soon it's all over your face and all over you, okay? That's how it goes. And they just don't get it, whether you're a pot-bellied pervert like Barnes, the lawyer, or the rest of them. Jones is the plague. They're going to find out the hard way.